I'm Joel Rollins, and this is The Week on Rave Radio. Thanks for stopping by to join us. This week, after the news, we'll be talking about video conferencing, virtualization, and convergence. Doesn't that sound exciting? It has all the buzzwords anyway. But actually, the interview is one I recorded recently with Asmund Fodstad of Pexip, a software-only video conferencing company whose new platform is creating a lot of stir in the unified communications portion of our industry. Anyway, we'll be doing that in just a few minutes. In the meantime, let me remind you that The Week on Rave Radio is brought to you by Ingram Micro, the world's largest technology distributor, delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. Find out more at ingrammicro.com. The Week is also brought to you by Atlas Sound, who make a huge variety of audio product to fill the needs of the AV industry, and more about them can be found at www.atlassound.com. But listen, while you're here on Rave Radio, take a listen to our other podcasts like the Green AV Podcast, AV Insider, and Gary Kay's Almost Daily Rants and Raves. You can find them all at www.ravepubs.com and on iTunes. Here, on The Week, we try to address the most important items we see in AV news for the week, and we bring you a range of guests for a conversation about subjects important to our industry. And so, without further ado, let's talk about what's going on in the world of AV. But first, a little trivia. We all know that Rave listeners are an 11 on the technology literacy scale. So here's a brain teaser for you. Who was the first U.S. president to give a speech on television? Hint, it's not who you think. Send your answer to joel@ravepubs.com and win a Rave thermal beverage mug. Anyway, in the news, the Digital Signage Federation will reprise its popular meet-and-greet networking events for 2014, beginning in Atlanta on Wednesday, March 26th. The event will run from 6 to 8:30 at the Georgia World Congress Center, hosted by DSF member Mark Geiger, Associate Director of Marketing and Business Development, who will also be the featured evening speaker. Mark's case study presentation will include a tour of the digital signage installation at the Georgia World Congress Center. Attendees will have the opportunity to network with the Digital Signage Federation Board of Directors, who will be there to conversationally share their business experience, enumerate industry opportunities, and discuss the benefits of membership in the Digital Signage Federation. DSF's mission is to support and promote the common business interests of the worldwide digital signage, interactive technologies, and the digital out-of-home network industries. For more information, visit www.digitalsignagefederation.org. Well, Infocom's coming up, and you can get the tools you need to work collaboratively with AV and IT to deliver content over your network at Infocom 2014, June 14th through 20th in Las Vegas. With Infocom University's Networked AV Systems Track, you can learn the basics of networking technology and troubleshooting, and then dive deep into security tactics, trends, and specialized topics essential to AV IT integration. There are a wealth of sessions to choose from. Check out the three-day courses, interactive sessions, and the sessions during the show at www.infocomshow.org. Christy has just announced a new laser projection architecture integrated with Dolby 3D that will be demoed at the National Association of Broadcasters show April 5th through 10th at the Las Vegas Convention Center. Christie's DLP Cinema laser projectors use 6 primary color laser modules and are earmarked for mass production in early 2015. Christie says they will show in the demos how 3D light levels, image uniformity, viewing comfort, and a sense of immersion can be improved using these new technologies, especially when combined with advanced separation technology like Dolby 3D versus conventional 3D systems found in cinemas around the world today. Ultimately, this DLP laser technology will find its way into staging projectors and then large format projectors used in auditoriums and large venues. Expect to see those projectors in late 2015 or early 2016. You can view their digital cinema product details at www.christiedigital.com. The Continental Automated Buildings Association, CABA, has announced that its next Intelligent Buildings and Digital Home Forum will be held April 1st through 3rd, 2014 in Washington, D.C. CABA's event will be held in conjunction with the 2014 Building Energy Summit. CABA's Intelligent Buildings and Digital Home Forum brings together organizations involved in the integration of intelligent building systems and connected home technologies. They estimate that over 100 industry stakeholders will gather to discuss current trends in the intelligent and integrated buildings and connected home sectors. Read more and register at forum.caba.org. Extron Electronics has announced the immediate availability of Pole Vault Digital Systems, a family of complete, easy-to-use AV switching and control systems that integrate digital and analog video sources. Each system uses economical Cat-X twisted pair cable for transmitting high-resolution audio and video signals and includes network connectivity for web-based AV resource management, monitoring, and control. Pole Vault Digital Classroom AV systems are fully HDCP compliant with support for both HDMI and VGA sources commonly found in modern classrooms. At the heart of these systems is a switcher amplifier that meets ENERGY STAR requirements for AV products and includes two Extron-exclusive power-saving modes designed to lower energy usage and reduce operating costs. Visit www.extron.com for more information. Also from Extron, Extron's TLI Pro 101 TouchLink interface will now let you use a third-party touchscreen display as a user interface to an Extron Pro Series control system. Integrated with scaled HDCP-compliant HDMI input for video preview and a scaled output that supports displays from 800 by 600 to 1920 by 1200, as well as HDTV 1080p 60, it also includes power over Ethernet to allow the TLI Pro 101 to receive power and communications over a single Ethernet cable, eliminating the need for an additional power supply. The TLI Pro 101 works with any Extron IP-Link Pro control processor, enabling third-party touchscreen devices to be used for complete interactive control of a broad range of source devices. The TLI Pro 101 operates using standard network infrastructure and is easy to install with reliable and cost-effective Ethernet cable. The TLI Pro 101 and all TouchLink Pro touch panels are customized using Extron's GUI Designer software. For more, look again at www.extron.com. Mackie has announced the all-new Thump Series powered loudspeakers with over 1,000 watts of power per speaker. The Thump powered loudspeakers feature precision crossovers, transducer time alignment, and a three-band EQ with a sweepable mid. With flexible mounting options, combo mic line inputs, and a great wedge angle, Thump full-range loudspeakers are flexible enough to be used for rental, staging, or permanent installs. See the specs at thump.mackie.com. Sharp is announcing the worldwide availability of its Aquos Q Plus series of televisions, which Sharp first showed at CES this year. The Q Plus line features 10 million more subpixels than standard Full HD for more detail, depth, and color. Q Plus displays can take a 4K signal and play it back at near 4K resolution with an effective resolution of up to 3840 by 2160. This I gotta see. All Q Plus TVs feature Sharp's Revelation Upscaler, which takes optimized HD content for the higher resolution screen. You can read more about the Q Plus displays at www.sharpusa.com. And Clear One has announced the acquisition of Sabine Incorporated. With the addition of Sabine, Clear One will have reliable and exclusive access to the wireless microphones that are a critical component of Clear One's complete microphone portfolio. Sabine has partnered successfully with Clear One since late 2012, supplying the wireless microphone system sold under the Clear One brand. These microphones complement Clear One's Converge Pro and Interact Pro products, driving sales of the company's broader product line. Clear One's WS800 wireless microphone systems include four new models of wireless microphones and transmitters and a base station receiver with either four or eight channels, which connects to professional audio mixers. The wireless system combines ease of use with the most reliable security and power. ClearOne expects to maintain Sabine operations at its current headquarters in Alachua, Florida. ClearOne designs, develops, and sells conferencing, collaboration, streaming, and digital signage solutions for voice and visual communications, and you can learn more at www.clearone.com. Anyway, you can find out more about these stories as news breaks on this and just about anything else in AV at www.ravepubs.com. So that's the news. We've got a great interview lined up for you with Asmund Fodstad of Pexip. Anyway, here it is. Hi, Joel Rollins for Rave Publications, and I'm here with Asmund Fodstad, who is Executive Vice President of Pexip, a company I've wanted to talk to for a long time. Thanks for being with us today.
Great that you could come by our booth. We are finally here present on the IC. Very excited to be here. Thanks.
I am a video conferencing dealer in my real life. So one of the things that was interesting, I was here last year and I saw the banners go up. And I have a very long history going back with some of the other video conferencing companies. Tell us a little about where Pexip came from and why.
Yeah, so we just passed 50 employees coming out of the video conferencing industry, which you know very well. Very excited to be back in business. We established Pexip just short of 2 years ago. Been developing the product and had the product in the market since September last year, and then finally launching it here at the IC for the European market as well.
Give us a little overview of your product and what makes it different.
So finally, I would like to say that the video industry is kind of growing up. We are making a software-only product. It's actually a media platform bringing different technologies from Microsoft Link, from the typical Cisco life-size traditional video conferencing industry, together with what Google and others are doing on the WebRTC. So you get different medias coming together, meeting on the Pexip platform. And that Pexip platform is so scalable and so distributed in a virtualized environment that no one else is doing that today besides Pexip. So it's actually quite revolutionary.
I was curious as I came into the booth because very few companies would be displaying equipment from other manufacturers. And is that the reason? Does Pexip tie that together?
Exactly. I think that's a very good point. We are more kind of the engine in the total environment. We do not make endpoints and so forth. We do give you your own virtualized meeting room that you can have in your pocket available for an audio conference, a video conference, content sharing, or combining these together. And we don't care about what kind of technology.
And across all of those platforms?
Absolutely.
That's fascinating. How scalable?
Well, the product's name is Infinity, so you could probably imagine yourself. We have tested up till 250 users in one conference, and we had more than 100,000 conferences at the same time. But actually, there are no limitations.
How much interoperability with other platforms, like we'll use the Cisco and Tanberg, or rather, Cisco and Polycom platforms?
Yeah, so that is the typical video conferencing world and industry, which is absolutely a good one. But we do see, let's call it a race that's going on in the world, especially in the US and in Northern Europe from Microsoft. We also see what Google and others are doing with the WebRTC technology. And we know that more and more of these technologies are coming. So to have a media platform that brings these together, because we don't really believe that we could convince a big Fortune 500 to go only Pexip, we would think we can convince them to have our platform to bring these technologies together.
Well, having several Fortune 500 companies as clients, I've never gotten any of them onto one platform, so that makes great sense. Is the product available everywhere now?
Yes. So we had a product in the market since 1st of September globally. We have our own offices in Scandinavia, in UK, in the US, but we are available through distributors and partnerships basically all over the world.
Anything new launching at the show?
Yeah, so actually we previewing version 4, which is 100% integration with Microsoft Link. So we do both the RTV and the RDP, so you can run a presentation from Link to Cisco, from Cisco to Link, from Link to WebRTC, or if you have the Pexip app, you can just follow the presentation and so forth just in your app. Truly bringing these technologies together.
Would this be an ideal platform for a commercial bridging service?
Yes, so our products is very typically you take our software and put it on-prem in your own data center, or we have several service providers already that bought the Pexip software and build their own service on top of it. So exactly, yes.
That's great. Now,
when you open tomorrow morning, I would presume that you're going to actually have all the platforms up and running for all of what I would have normally thought of as your competitors, but it sounds like they're really not.
They're not really. I think we're a good additional component to what they already are offering. If you look to the Microsoft world, they think that everything is perfect as long as you have Microsoft. The Cisco guys tend to do that. But we don't believe in that in general. And it's never been like that, that people and companies going to standardize just on one technology. That combined with bring your own device on pads and desktops and so on, just brings the volume to this to a different level. And that's why we're here every day.
It seems like BYOD is propelling the market at this point. It sounds like you have a perfect product placement for it. Anything you can tell us about Pexip's future plans?
Yeah, the thing is that even though coming from the video conferencing industry and my being a commercial mind, I think my best way to explain things is that we really made this media platform. Then multi-conferencing happens to be our first product on that platform. The next thing that we're launching now is truly gatewaying, so that just calling from a Lync client to a Cisco client or from Lync client to a WebRTC, so just using the platform for that. But imagine that, again, that this is truly, really, really scalable and it's meant to be distributed. So if you have different data centers or you're together with a big service provider, you could put basically a lot of things on this media platform. That's really what we built, not a software MCU, which it kind of looks like in version one.
Well, tomorrow when I have my dealer hat back on, I'm certainly going to stop by for a demonstration. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for coming by. Thanks.
Well, that's all we have time for. But join us again next episode here on The Week on Rave Radio. Don't forget, there's lots more to listen to in our other podcasts on Rave Radio. Check them all out at www.ravepubs.com and on iTunes.